You're listening to SBS News.
New analysis is showing that Australians are spending almost $200 each week on average during their grocery shop, taking up a sizeable chunk of the family budget. But it's not all bad news. Product comparison site Compare the Market has found you could save thousands each year with a simple shopping trick. Philip Portman from Compare the Market is joining me now. Hello, Philip. What does your latest research show?
Yeah, so Compare the Market wanted to see how much Australians could save by switching from well-known brands to generic brands, and we're really surprised by the results. We looked at 20 everyday household items across two major supermarkets and found a difference of 49%, or about $81, between the brand names and the home brands. So the brand name trolley of items like bread, milk, eggs, cheese came in at around $164, but the home brand trolley came in at about $83. So a huge saving, and probably a lot bigger than what we were expecting. If someone were to do that same shop every week over a year, it's a saving of more than $4,200. So quite substantial. And I guess we were curious to conduct this research because 21% of Australians in our 2025 household budget barometer told us that groceries were their most worrisome bill at the moment. And as you mentioned, on average, the Aussie is spending around, you know, $200 a week, which is about $10,400 a year on groceries alone. So any way we can help shoppers slash that spend is a massive win for us.
And you outlined a few, you know, quite common staple grocery products there. So which items had the biggest price differences when you were analysing your research?
Yeah, so we actually saw price differences across each of the 20 items we analysed, but some of the savings were a lot bigger than others. So there was a massive $23 difference between home brand and brand named laundry powder, about $9.50 for instant coffee. Body wash was just over $7 in savings. Things like mouthwash were around $6. And even multi-purpose cleaner was about a $5 difference. But the value in comparison, as we didn't see savings that were that big across the whole 20 items. So things like frozen peas had about a 30-cent difference, about 50 cents for butter, and about 75 cents for yogurt. So it really pays to compare and look at, you know, price tags and doing that research before you hit the shops, because the savings aren't always going to be massive if you do opt for a generic brand.
And did you notice any trends in terms of which products had those biggest savings gaps? Were they coming from any particular aisle in the grocery shop?
Yeah, so we saw some of the biggest price differences in the toiletries aisle. So if you give yourself a bit of wiggle room around things like shower gels or mouthwash, that's where we stand to see the biggest savings. It's also those cleaning items that tend to come with a bigger price difference. So if you're happy to go home brand, you will find big savings there. Not necessarily in our analysis, but things like sponges, cleaning wipes, floor cleaner, they all come with a big saving if you are willing to switch from that brand name to a generic brand.
And did you have any other tips for shoppers hoping to save, you know, ahead of heading to one of the big supermarkets this weekend?
Yeah, look, there's a few things you can do. Firstly, it's to plan ahead. So obviously do your research before you hit the shops. Try to plan meals around what items are going to be on special. It could also mean splitting your shop between multiple stores and not just staying loyal to the one store. We always encourage people to vote with their wallet. So if your usual supermarket doesn't have an item that you want on special, don't be afraid to shop somewhere else, because at the end of the day, it's your money. You don't want to be spending more than you need to, you know, for the same item. We also encourage people not to let the sale ticket distract them. So it's always a good idea to look at the unit price when you're shopping. And that gives you a bit of a better understanding of, you know, whether it's better to buy a smaller quantity, whether buying in bulk is going to save you more money, or if you're really getting your money's worth. There's a lot of talk at the moment about, you know, reward cards and things like that. So if you do have them, make sure that you take them with you. But just be aware that items that you can boost or that may be available within a reward card, they may not be the items that are on special. So you could actually be paying for those reward points that you're earning. And lastly, we know that many insurers, energy companies, utility businesses, they offer shopping discounts, so you may already be paying for things like, you know, your energy or, you know, utilities without even realizing that you've got discounts available to you. So just check, see if there are any deals or perks, and that could help bring that shopping trolley down as well.